The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 157 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everyone? This is me and you are you, and I hope your training is going pretty well these days. Mine's okay. Nothing special with mine. Still getting out 3-4 days a week. I finished up a 6-miler a little bit ago, and actually 6 miles is a quote-unquote long run for me these days. And as the temperatures start to become a little more comfortable, I think I'll try to extend that one. It would be nice to do a long run of, I don't know, like maybe an 8-ish or so. I feel like 8's a good distance once a week just to keep a little bit of base going there. But right now it's sitting more around 6, which is far less than a lot of you folks who have sent me submissions for this. For this episode, spring is here, so happy spring. I feel like we've cheated old man winter, don't you? At least here in Cincinnati. Maybe in the Northeast, that might not be so true. I don't know. It just seems like every single winter storm that hits the Northeast. As a young lad, I lived in Minnesota for a while, and I remember always thinking that Minnesota was the tundra. You know, we were the Vikings up there. And now that I am obviously older, and obviously wiser, right? Not so much. I know it gets cold, but man, you poor folks in the Northeast just get blasted with the snow. So, God bless you. I guess someone's got to live there. So let's see what's going on. This episode, it sure seems like there are a lot of folks racing these days, or at least training for races. Of course, it makes me jealous, but not quite jealous enough to start training myself. In this episode, you'll hear about a couple of extra miles doing some training for Boston. How cool is that, huh? We even have a few extra milers with their little mini extra mile meetups. And I want to start this podcast with apologies to my girlfriend Shannon. Shannon sent me, well, you'll hear two updates in this episode. There's one for the princess, I think, the Disney princess, and then there's one for the 26.2 with Donna. Now, she actually sent me the update on the 26.2 with Donna some time ago, and I should have added it to episode 156, but I misplaced it. Bad on me. I typically do that a couple times a year, and I apologize, Shannon. I did find the file. It was it had fallen on the floor underneath my desk, so I was able to retrieve it, and I added it to this episode, so I just wanted to start with a little bit of an apology to Shannon. So let's get to the good stuff. I have some pretty special stuff I want to talk about at the end. Or rather, I want someone else to talk about at the end. So listen to the good stuff, stick around, and y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Shannon, otherwise known as the Girls Got Soul, calling in from Orlando, Florida, with a race report for the 2017 Princess Half Marathon over at Walt Disney World. Well, I had actually never done the Princess Half. I have had it on my bucket list for a while. I thought it would be a fun race to run. And when I had the opportunity to pace the race through Jeff Galloway's program, Disney has brought back the Galloway Pacers as a marathon weekend. And so I got the opportunity through Chris Twiggs. He runs the pace groups for the races for Galloway. And when he offered me to pace for the 3 hour and 15 minute finish, I was excited and I jumped at the chance to do that. Now, I actually was supposed to pace the Disney Walt Disney World half marathon back in January, but of course that got canceled due to bad weather down here in Florida. So this became my first race as a Galloway pacer, and it was a great time. I had a really good time. It's a very crowded race, however, so I will say it's a challenging race to run, whether you're a runner or a pacer or not. It's because there's a lot of people. I think it's probably one of Disney's largest races. I could be wrong on that, but it's definitely you know, crowded, and there's a number of areas that are a bit narrower and tight. So unfortunately, you do end up getting stepped on a bit, and there's a lot of weaving in this race. So those would be the only issues that I had, but I had a great time. I had a fellow Galloway program director from Tampa. She was the co-pacer with me, and she had paced about four or five races before this one, and she was amazing. So it really helped, you know, have her leading the charge, so to speak, and yeah, I learned a lot from that, and being a group leader for Galloway for three seasons now finishing up, you know, I was more than excited to finally pace a race. So it went really well. We had a great time. We got to go through the castle, which was actually something they took out for the half marathon in January if we were to run that one, because it does get a lot of congestion at that point. So, but of course, with Princess, that's a key part of the race, the castle. So they definitely left that in. And we didn't experience any real problems going through that first with our corral. Of course, we were further back at Corral N. So that was great. So, but yeah, I mean, we had a great time. It's like I said, it's a crowded race, but I really enjoyed it. There's a lot going on the course. You go through, it's basically the same route as Disney Marathon Weekend's half. So I hadn't run that since, 2013. So that was great to run again. And I ran the marathon back in 2014. But it's been a little while since I ran Disney. So, you know, it's always a fun thing to run through the Disney parks. And, of course, you're a bit on the roads, the highway there, Osceola Parkway and all. But they keep plenty of entertainment and fun out there. You get the army guys. There's some bands and, you know, all kinds of fun going on. So, and they have some of the most amazing volunteers that do come out for Disney. And I've volunteered before for their races, and it's always a good time volunteering as well. So we achieved our goal, which was 3 hours and 15 minutes. And actually, I was just over by 2 seconds. So we did achieve our pace. We got our group right over that finish line in 3:15 in a couple seconds or so. And yeah, and I was excited to complete that and get the beautiful medal this year. It was a had a rose on it, and it was a Beauty and the Beast sort of themed race. They seem to have a I guess a princess every year that they theme the race off of. So but it was a great time, and I do recommend the race if you're considering the Princess Half Marathon. But do know that it's definitely not a race to do for time. I would say that it's just more of an enjoyable experience, which, of course, is Disney altogether. But definitely these more themed races will be that. So, so yeah, that's my race report for the 2017, sorry, I don't know, I'm going back in time there, 2017 Princess Half Marathon. And again, this is Shannon signing off from Orlando, Florida.
Good afternoon, Kevin, and all you extra milers out there. This is Stan from Bloomington, Illinois, checking in. It is Wednesday, the 1st of March, 2017. I just finished a 6-miler outside. I've been running outside all winter with my treadmill not working. So today, 40 degrees, but that wind was howling, sustained 25 miles an hour out of the west. Other than that, it was a pretty good run. Ran 3 in my neighborhood and 3 on the trail, bike trail, running trail that's behind my house. Thought I would submit a race report from the last marathon that I ran, which was the Lost Dutchman Marathon in Apache Junction, Arizona. I ran that with a couple great friends on Sunday, the 19th of February. My wife and I flew into Phoenix on Friday, previous to that Sunday. Picked up by a friend at the airport, one of the friends that I ran with on Sunday. Had lunch, and he took us back to our hotel, and then we had dinner that evening with my cousin, who lives in the Phoenix area. I only get to see her maybe every 10 to 12 years, so it was nice to get to see her. Once we had dinner, visited, got caught up, went back to the hotel, then met the other couple that we were spending the weekend with. They'd flown in a couple hours after we did. Had a drink with them, then headed to bed. Got up Saturday, rainy. It started raining Friday night in Phoenix, which is unusual for Phoenix to rain as much as it rained. But got up Saturday morning, drove to downtown Phoenix, and went to Chase Field, the ballpark the Diamondbacks play in. Did a tour of that. I was pretty much in heaven. I'm a baseball geek. I love baseball, even though I'm not a Diamondbacks fan. I still love baseball, and it was really cool to see the ballpark from the inside, the dugout, clubhouses, and that kind of thing. Once done with that, we grabbed lunch, went and picked up our bibs, and then met the friend that picked us up at the airport and another couple that drove in just to spend the weekend with us, had dinner together at an Italian restaurant. Sunday morning, race morning, got up about 4:30, had a half-hour drive to the race start. Well, that's not true. Had a half-hour drive to where they bussed us to the start. The race started 6 miles into the desert on a dirt road, no less. We were really all hoping to be able to watch the sun come up over the desert as we ran down that 6 mile road. Well, that didn't happen. It was raining when we got up, raining when we got on the bus, raining when we got to the start. We sat in the school bus till about 10 minutes before the start, got out, walked to the start line, and took off at 7 a.m. This dirt road was an absolute mess. Sloppy, sloppy, muddy. By the time we finished that 6 miles, we were pretty much covered from mud, from our shoes all the way up to our knees. I actually ran through the first big puddle I could find when we got on the pavement to clean my shoes off. Ran the neighborhoods of Apache Junction, ran on a couple state highways, and then actually wound our way back to where the race, where we got dropped off to begin with. That's where the finish was. Crossed the finish line in the sunshine. It rained for 25 and a half miles. Quit raining a little over a half mile from the finish, so it's kind of nice to finish in the sunshine. All in all, a good race. I ran with Holly, who I've mentioned before. It was state number 41 for her. I ran with Michael. I think it was state number 26 or 27 for him. And it was state number 12 for me. I'm not really chasing the 50 states, but I'll keep running with these two as long as they're chasing the states, and we'll see how many I come up with when they're done with their 50 states. After the race, we had to drive to a local state park called the Lost Dutchman State Park to shower. We checked out of our hotels long before the race started, and it was a 30-minute drive, as I said before, back to the hotel. Took our showers, hopped in the car, and drove 4 hours to the Grand Canyon. Arrived there about 6:30, I guess, mountain time. Had just enough time to watch or see the canyon. The sun had pretty much already set. But we did get to see the Grand Canyon. Got up Monday morning, had breakfast, and then watched the sunrise. That was cool. Toured the Grand Canyon all day long. Beautiful place, beautiful place. Cannot recommend it enough. If you ever get the chance, go see the Grand Canyon. Watched the sunset Monday evening. Tuesday morning, got up and watched the sun rise again over the canyon, then got in the car and drove 2 hours to Sedona, Arizona. We'd been told that if you're that close to Sedona, you've got to stop and look at all the red rocks. And boy, were they right, the folks that had told us. Took a Jeep tour. It was fun. Had a lot of fun with doing that. We're on a trail called the Broken Arrow Trail. Some pretty steep inclines, some pretty steep declines, but what a wonderful time, and it was just absolutely beautiful. I hope some of you got a chance to check out some of the pictures I put on my Facebook profile of the tour we took. Finished the tour, had lunch, jumped in the car, and drove back to Phoenix so we could fly home. We left about 7:30, got to St. Louis about 10:45, had to drive home from there. And all in all, the 5 days we spent in Arizona was a wonderful time with great friends. Next up on my race schedule is a couple local half marathons in April, one at the beginning, one at the end. And by then I'll be into training for the Mayor's Marathon, which I'm running with Holly in June in Alaska. Really looking forward to seeing Alaska. Obviously, that's one of our bucket list items, and hopefully things will go well and we get to check that off. After that, Rock and Roll Half in Chicago in July, and then doing the Bozeman, Montana Marathon in Bozeman, Montana in September, and probably the Baltimore Marathon in October. My wife and I have signed up for Disney World Marathon Weekend 2018. It's the 25th anniversary of the marathon. So I'm going to run that marathon. I ran the 20th, so might as well run the 25th. And I'm going to do the Goofy Challenge, run the half on Saturday, the full on Sunday. So it's kind of what I got laid out so far for the rest of this year. Might add a race or two, who knows. I hope you all out there are enjoying your extra mile. I hope your training is going well, and I hope you're looking forward to all your spring marathons. Stan from Bloomington, Illinois. See you later.
Hey there, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim and...
And this is Tim from Signal Mountain.
So we're here in Tim's super truck here, and we're headed on our way down to downtown Chattanooga for the Chattanooga Marathon and Half Marathon. Tim, what are you doing today?
I'm doing the full, Jim. How about you?
I am doing the half. I actually had signed up to do the full, but life got a little busy for me, so I backed it off to do the half today. But I was here last year and I did the full, so I know the course, and it is a really nice course. And we're actually we're getting pretty similar weather to we got last year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is. It's right about 40, but it's supposed to get up to about 60 by the time I finished. It might only be about 50 when you get done, though.
Yeah, that's okay. I got extra stuff I'm going to leave in the truck, and Tim is actually going to give me the keys to the truck to carry.
So I hope I still have a truck when I get done and you haven't driven home.
Yeah. Well, thankfully we're in the city. Otherwise, if we were back where I was, I might feel the need to go mudding in this thing while you're gone. Might leave a little dirty when you get back.
The dog's right in it, so it is dirty inside. So that wouldn't be a problem
there
at all.
There you go. There you are. So we're going to make a recording when we're finished. Because obviously all we have to do right now is just kind of banter, which is fun. But we'll have more banter and actual information about the race. So until later, you all enjoy your extra mile.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave in southeastern Massachusetts calling in with a training update. It is Monday, March 13th. And I think there's a blizzard already coming up the coast and hitting the mid-Atlantic. We are aiming to get between 12 and 18 inches tomorrow. So that might put a minor speed bump in the training schedule. Again, another time to say thank goodness for a bike on the trainer when you need one. But the reason I'm calling today is to say I did a really cool training run this past Sunday. So the weather was, you know, New England in winter. It was about 20 degrees and pretty breezy. But I needed to do a long run because Boston is 5 weeks away and I needed to get 16 or 17 miles into the training. And so when you only live an hour from the race course, you really should take advantage of that. And so I did. And I drove up and parked in lovely Newton, Massachusetts. And from there, I did a couple of out and back. So I did an out and back down, starting downhill, kind of an easier warm-up going down, and ran my way down to Newton Lower Falls, which is kind of the lowest point before the Newton Hills. And starting in Newton Lower Falls, I ran back up through the center of Newton and ran up the three hills in Newton that kind of culminate with Heartbreak Hill. And one of the coolest things, so I have never run in that stretch. I don't know that area very well. One of the coolest things is as you crest over Heartbreak Hill, you can look out into Boston. And so you're kind of in that marathon mile 19 to 20 range, maybe 21. And you can see the Prudential Tower in Boston, which is one of the iconic skyscrapers in downtown, in the business district in downtown Boston. And on a clear, sunny day, it is just a cool thing to see. And it's neat, just like if you drive in on the highway, you can see it and it's kind of cool. But coming along Commonwealth Ave and running over the hill and cresting that peak, that summit, which is only a few hundred feet. This is not a high mountain. It's just challenging based on where it hits you in this course of the marathon. But another cool thing, another nice thing was that on Commonwealth Ave on a frigid winter morning, there were hundreds and hundreds of runners out. Everyone all bundled up and geared up for the cold, because that's what you do when you got to go. But it was really neat to be out for a run and making eye contact and waving and saying hi to literally hundreds of other runners on a Sunday in late morning, as opposed to where I usually train on a cold winter day. I'm the only runner I ever see. And on a warm winter day, maybe I see three on a 16-mile run. So anyway, I got in my 16-miler. I got to crest those hills, and after running by Boston College, I kind of went down to the area of Boston University, right where the Boston Marathon route starts to level out again. So it was cool. I'm very excited. It is 5 weeks away, and I think I have adequately managed my injury because I'm able to ramp up my miles again. I'm not doing very much speed work, but that's okay. I'll just have a nice strong base, and I think I am 5 weeks away from a really cool event. So I hope everyone else's training is going well. Can't wait to hear about it. And from southeastern Massachusetts, this is Just Plain Dave signing off.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's Chris checking in from Virginia Beach. Today is Saturday, the 18th of March, and earlier today had the privilege of running the Shamrock 8K down at the oceanfront here in Virginia Beach, and had the really cool opportunity to meet up with fellow extra miler Scott Perkinson. I know he had a great run as well. A little chilly this morning, but great running weather. Had a wonderful experience at the race. Ran a PR for an 8K. Of course, anything would have been a PR because it's my first 8K race. But ran a 42:35. Was my chip time. My Garmin said 42:37, but you know, we always go with the official chip time. So I came in at an 8:34 pace, which I was very happy with, considering I was shooting for a 9-minute pace and a 45-minute finish. Everything went really well. Training is going well. I've got my first half marathon here in a couple of weeks on April 8th, and then run another half marathon in June. May will probably have a 5K and a 10K in it. There's a couple local races that I usually run here in May. But anyway, just wanted to check in. Had a great, great day, and enjoyed getting to meet Mr. Scott. So hope you guys enjoy your extra mile and can't wait to hear the next show when it comes out. Kevin, take it easy.
Hey all you extra milers, this is Scott from just south of Richmond, Virginia. It's March 19th, a little after 1 o'clock, and I'm just doing a really super easy walk on the treadmill, just trying to loosen my legs up. a quick race update. I did the Shamrock 8K down in Virginia Beach yesterday. I had a whole lot of fun. I was able to meet Chris Darling, and such a nice guy. And man, did he smoke that race. Had a lot of fun during the race. I messed with the intervals a little bit just to see, to change my pace a little bit, make sure I kept my heart weighed down. This is kind of fun to watch on the Garmin, because I love to run outdoors, but I run quite a bit on the treadmill too, so trying to see what it feels like to run X pace on the road as opposed to on the treadmill. One thing I did want to mention was that I had packed the JG jacket from last year's race, and I was so glad I did. I remember Trisha mentioning how warm it was, because I had made a silly packing mistake and forgot to pack a sweatshirt or a hoodie to run in, and I was freezing. With two tech layers, a short sleeve and a long sleeve, and a sweatshirt, I'm normally good into the low 30s, but without this other layer, I was shivering. I love cool weather, but with a little bit of wind, I did not have my happy face on. But that all turned around when with the start of the race. I really enjoyed the race. Had lots and lots of gas left in the tank due to conservative ratios. So for the last mile, I was able to turn the wick up a little bit and really push a little bit at the end. Not super hard, but just a little bit faster than the other couple miles. So I just really enjoyed the race. And I want to thank Kevin again for putting this group together. To everybody who's submitted to the podcast and everybody who's been active on the Facebook page. Hey, this is Scott from just south of Richmond, Virginia. I hope everybody enjoys their extra mile.
How we doing? Is that good? Can you hear me? Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Chris out here driving on Route 495. Got a lot of snow, but I'm just coming back from running with my buddy Frank. We just did 22-ish miles on the Boston Marathon course, which is like 40 minutes from my house, so it's a good place. We ran that middle flat section, so from like Ashland out to mile 15 and back. And yeah, it was rough. I was supposed to be a tempo run for me, but my legs went. So, but I've been having a good cycle. That's my third hard workout this week. So I'm not terribly disappointed that my legs went, because I was running on tired legs to begin with. But yeah, everything's cool. Everything's cool. I'm having a good training cycle. And looking forward to Boston in 30 days, man. 30 days. We'll be hitting it again. It'll be my 19th Boston Marathon. Of course, I train hard for Boston, and I race it, and I try to see if I can re-qualify. I'm already qualified for next year, but I'd like to break 3:30 if we get a good weather day, and I think I can do that. Pace is all pointing that direction. I just question whether I got 26 miles worth of legs in me or not. You know, it's been a long, interesting journey. All right, man. You guys, hope you're training well. It's springtime. Cheers.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. It's Suzanne calling in from a pretty spring day in Lexington, Kentucky. Sun is shining. Flowers are blooming. It's a little crisp out there, but that doesn't bother me. Just walked 5 miles. I had cataract surgery last Tuesday, so the doctor says I can't run until next week. And then I'll be back in training for the Oak Barrel, which is coming up in less than a month. I'm excited about that. I've been running with Bob, my running partner since last year. He and Erica, who's also joined the back of the Packers, took off. They walked with me the first half and then took off and did their thing, and it was just awesome. I listened to you guys, episode 155, catching up.
And it was fun. It was a beautiful, sunshiny day. Listening to 155, we started talking about the running community and how wonderful it is to be able to enjoy people when you're running. Sometimes you need to be in your head, and sometimes you need to get out of your head and listen to somebody, just whatever, because sometimes what's said on the running path stays on the running path, and you get silly and you get serious, and it's kind of a good thing. Many times, because I'm oxygen deprived, I can hear the same story many times and never remember it again, or I tell the same story many times and forget that I've told it. So it's just a good feeling to have somebody to run with. Our local group starts from the local running store, and these people are so inclusive that it's wonderful. We've got some fast kids out there that have run on the University of Kentucky's track team, and I mean they can knock down the miles and do it in no time at all. And we've also got those of us at the back of the pack that are just chugging along. You know, we get it done. And I think the amazing thing is the ones that get in first are just as proud of those of us at the back. And it's a good feeling. John's has started their 50 run club. So when you run log 50 miles with them, runs with them, you get a special t-shirt, and there's been a goodie bag too. So I finally got my 50 runs in a few weeks ago, and with the goodie bag came a flip belt and the bottle, and I didn't really think that I wanted one until I used it, and they're pretty awesome, folks. I mean, it's not like you don't have this thing around your waist. It just kind of goes away. And you can spread it out so that, yeah, it looks like another muffin top, but that's okay, you know. I'm proud of my rolls. So that's really about all I've got to say. I'm catching up with all of you guys, and it's a good thing. Welcome to spring, and y'all keep running.
Well, hello there, Extra Milers. This is Jim, and
this is Tim from Signal Mountain.
And we are now on our way back to the airport. It's now Monday morning. Tim's got a business trip, and I'm just going home. And we figure we'll talk about our race yesterday. So how'd you like your race here yesterday, Tim?
It was beautiful. Very good day for a race, and actually I'm real happy with my run. Course was hard, though.
Yeah.
Very hilly. Back half of it was pretty brutal.
So, yeah.
But I got through it and ended up where I wanted to, and really enjoyed the company and the day with you, Jim.
Well, thanks. I'll give you that money later.
Yeah, thank you.
So what was different? Because I only did the half, and I'll talk about the half in a minute, but what was different this year with the full from last year, besides the fact that it was actually a full marathon?
They changed the course on a couple areas. They took out two big hills and substituted smaller hills, and at about mile 22, they removed a section that went through a part of town that was not the greatest to run through. Let me just say that. But what they substituted with worked out real well for us. So the total elevation change was a few hundred feet less, but it was still well over 1,000 feet, and most of that was in the second half.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. For those of you listening in Florida, in Tennessee, or for that matter, in the part of PA that I live in, when you talk about substituting big hills for little hills, and just hear the word hills.
Yeah, I mean, it's long and a good bit of climb. If you ever look at the elevation, it's just up, down, up, down, up, down.
Yeah.
That just puts a toll on the legs as you go.
It looks like an EKG.
It did. That's a good way to look at it.
Exactly.
And I felt it in the heart, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, going up and down. But, there was a little, I think there were about 400 marathon finishers. And, Jim, I don't know about yours, but it looked like there were a lot more halves this year.
There were a lot more halves. I think correct me if I'm wrong, I think they said they had fewer marathoners this year, but they had a lot more half marathoners this year.
Yeah, I saw we had, I think there were 600 marathoners last year, 400 this year, but the half, it was a huge crowd.
Yeah, it was big. The half marathon, which I ran, never really thinned out. For those of you who've run a marathon before and you run with the half marathoners, you know that feeling when it splits and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, where is everybody? I'm all alone. You never had that feeling today on the half. It never really thinned out. I suppose if you're, 3 hours and 30 minutes or slower than that, then yeah, you probably had some lonely bits there. But certainly if you were in the 2 to 245 group, there was somebody near you. So I ran with Tim for the first mile, which is always my tradition, to run till it thins out a bit. And I think last year we were almost a mile too when it was really starting to thin out.
It changed last year.
This year, though, we were pretty thinned out, certainly enough that I could go down and start doing run walk without feeling like I was going to drop down to a walk right in front of somebody who was going to run up my backside. So we parted company at mile one. I went and did my 50-20s, which worked famously. And then shortly after that, it was probably a mile and three quarters where the split was, and I took a turn to the right, and Tim went straight on towards St. Elmo, which is a town near here, and then they run us back towards the stadium where the finish is, which, is fun and cruel at the same time, that you're literally running behind the finish at like mile two. I think it was like mile 2.2, and I'm looking from the other way at the finish going, wow, I have another 11 miles before I see this again. Most of my race was pretty much a carbon copy of what I did last year for the full. So from there, we ran down towards the water. And I had a rather extended potty stop. Actually, ended up waiting 15 minutes in line, which was weird. I was right behind the 215 people. And as I'm standing there waiting, I see the 2:30 people go by, so I knew I had been there at least 15 minutes. But, I'm downtown, so there's not a bush or anything, so you just wait.
No, there weren't. There wasn't any spot. There were no natural potty breaks.
No, there were no, at least for a guy, anyway. There were no natural, it was like, hey, okay. So I got out of that, and I figured I was probably somewhere around the 240 people. I had been right behind the 215 people. And I just continued on with my 50-20s, and just remembering all that stuff that I learned from Coach Chris Twiggs as far as the cadence drills. And by the time I got to... Well, it was mile 24 for the marathon. I saw the sign for mile 24 for the marathon. I was able to pick out the flag for the 230 people again. I actually had run them back down. And I passed them right after mile 25. And they were in the rearview mirror the rest of the time. So... was pretty proud with that. I actually looked at my time, and for the middle 4 miles of the marathon, I actually ran sub 11 minutes, which is amazing because I really didn't train particularly well for this. So I came down here going anywhere between 2:30 and 2:45, and I'm still standing. I'm happy. but, you know, take out the extended break, and I might have actually even clipped 215 this time, which for me is significant because I only have 2 times in the half marathon that are faster than that. So to be able to do that and do that well, that was pretty incredible. I was loving that. But the weather was fantastic. Sunny day. There were more fans this year than last year, though.
Well, I mean, on the full course, it was...
Was it still a little sparse?
Yeah, it was pretty sparse. I mean, they had more water stops and more food stops.
Yeah.
And there were always people around there, but there weren't... When we got on the North Shore, Chattanooga, it was pretty sparse.
Yeah. Yeah, so for the half, though, I think there were definitely more people. I mean, like I said, last year was the inaugural, and, I mean, part of the problem with inaugural anything is you need to let people know that it's there because it wasn't there last year. But I definitely noticed some more people on my course that weren't there last year. And, you know, and everybody who was there was nice. You know, they run you through the college, so you've got all the college girls yelling and screaming at you, so that was fun. And then we finished, and of course, one of the nice things they do with this at this race is when you're done, you get a food ticket, and then you have your choice of food. I mean, you have the usual stuff when you finish, cookies and bananas and all that stuff, but then you get a regular meal, and you get to choose between, it was pizza, burgers, and tacos, right?
And chicken.
And chicken, that's right. You can't forget Zaxby's chicken.
Yeah.
So, I thought there was... I mean, so really, there was no reason why when you finished, you shouldn't have had a decent meal that you were happy with.
And a light beer, right?
And a light beer. Well, with Michelob Ultra. And I'm sorry for everybody who thinks Michelob Ultra actually tastes like a beer. It tastes like a word I cannot say on Kevin's podcast. It's just not good stuff. So there it is. I feel good today. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm surprisingly pretty good. You know,
yeah.
We came back yesterday after the race, and a short walk with the dogs, kind of stretched the legs out, and then just kind of hung out, and then went and had your favorite meal while you're in Chattanooga.
That's right. I had my 40 and a fowl. For those of you who don't understand what that means, so 40 is a 40 ounce of beer, and then the fowl is, of course, chicken.
Yeah, there's a really pretty good chicken place here in Chattanooga called Champy's, and it's famous with the college students. In fact, it's right across from the college. And they have their favorite, and what they're known for is 40 and a fowl. So you go get a chicken and a 40-ounce beer, and then they put your name on the koozie. So you get this big koozie, and if you live here, you leave the koozie at the restaurant. So when you go back, you just pull it off the wall, and you're ready to go.
Yep.
So Jim is trying, I don't know, did you leave your koozie there?
No, I'm bringing my koozie with me. Oh, wow.
How did he do that?
I don't know, but see somebody who looked like he spun out and his back end's...
In the woods.
In the woods there. So, well, the popo is right there, so I think they're on the way.
That was the entrance.
Yeah. Wow.
A side interruption there.
Yeah.
On our trip back to the airport this morning.
There you go. But yeah, no, so I had the 40 and the fowl, and I surprised you that I finished the fowl.
Yeah,
it was a lot of chicken.
Yeah, a lot of chicken, and then drank down that 40-ouncer.
Well, that's because you and Grace were both there going, drink, drink, drink.
Chug, 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 yeah. And
I felt like I was 23 again.
Yeah. So did you have to get up last night because you had that 40-ouncer?
Yes. Thankfully, my wait for the John was a lot shorter this time, though. 40 ounces is a lot of fluid in anything, but yeah.
Oh,
Oh, you'll probably cut that out. Huh?
Yeah. No, I won't. I'll send it to Kevin.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for who follows this now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, someone's going to have a tough time beating us.
Yeah. So, well, that's all I got. You know, it's just a, you know, couple of plane rides home, and you got a couple plane rides to where you're headed out for work.
I'm headed to southwestern Michigan today. So, you know, all you extra milers, one thing, you know, you see if you can pair up with another extra miler and do a race. I mean, it is a lot of fun.
You know,
we talk about this being a virtual community. Well, every now and again, you can make it a real community. You know, whether it's the Galloway race where we all try to get together in December, but during the year, it really is something to be able to touch and run somebody, run with someone that you've heard, and it makes the experience a whole lot better. So maybe y'all can you can do that this year. Maybe we all just go to Kevin's place for the Flying Pig and just show up and go sleep in his dungeon basement.
Yeah. I can show you where I scratch my name on the wall. Yep. I think it's still there. Alrighty. Well, that's all I got. You got anything else, Tim?
I don't. Have a good run, everyone.
Alright, so this is Jim.
And this is Tim from Signal Mountain.
And you all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Shannon, otherwise known as Girls Got Soul, finally calling in after quite some time with a race report. I'm actually calling in my race report for the 26.2 with Donna. It was the 10th anniversary of the race weekend, and I ran the half marathon. This was my fourth time running Donna. I've run the full marathon twice. It was my first marathon and then my fourth marathon. And then I run the half in 2014 and then again this year. So it was a great race. Obviously, it's always a great race. I will always advocate for the 26.2 with Donna because it's not only extremely well supported. I mean, you just feel incredibly loved on the course. But it's going for, you know, breast cancer research and in helping those who have had breast cancer who are fighting it. So it's just an amazing, you know, organization and charity that it supports. And 100% of your registration fee goes right to the cause. I mean, none of the money goes to anything else but the charity. And there's really no other race out there like it. There may be one or two or, you know, here and there now, but the breast cancer marathon was the first I ever heard that did that. So when I first got involved with it, that was a big thing that helped me fall in love with the race, besides the actual race itself. So I got there on Saturday morning. Well, we left on Saturday morning from Orlando. I had gone up with some friends, and we got there around lunchtime, I guess, to the expo. I will say I'm going to post a report on my blog, a recap, so it'll probably be up by the time this is up, but on girlsgotsoul.com. But not to say anything, I don't want to be negative to anything, but I did think this expo this year was probably not the best expo they've had. It seemed like to me that there was a number of vendors missing. I don't know why that is or what was going on, but it just seemed like there was a lot more space in the hall. So I felt like, in the convention center. So I just felt like there was, less vendors. There was a number of notable ones, but, that were missing. But, like I said, I don't know what the reasoning behind that is or what was going on, if there was other races conflicting that weekend or what the situation was. But, otherwise it was very easy to pick up my packet, per usual. It didn't take very long. The actual race bag was really, really awesome. It's usually awesome. This year we actually got Donna's latest book. She's got two books, Donna Deegan. But this was her latest book, Through Rose-Colored Glasses. But I actually already have two copies of this, so I'm thinking I'm going to probably do a giveaway on my blog. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, because I think it's something everyone should definitely read. But we picked up our packets and we did check out what was there. And I was able to get some nutrition and that sort of stuff, which was great. And I was able to try get some UCAN, which I hadn't been able to try yet. So that was exciting. And then we went back to our hotel and had some dinner in between all that and went to bed. Anyway, the next morning, race morning, very, very easy. We were actually staying near the finish line, so which is definitely recommended because I had not done that before. We took a shuttle, which not really a shuttle, it's actually a school bus, but hey, whatever you can get, which is, you know, it's like I said, it's a charity race, so it was a school bus. It takes you to the start, which on the flip side, if you've done the Donna before or you haven't, basically it's a point to point race. So you're going to have to take the bus back to the start if you don't have, you know, someone at the finish to take you back, or you're not staying in by Mayo, where the finish is. So either way, you're probably going to be on, one of the buses. So that just helped us at the end, so we didn't have to take the bus back to the other direction. So we met a lot of friends out in the Runner's Village once we got off the bus, and which is always great. It's a big, you know, it's basically a big party for, you know, all the breast cancer survivors, for all the those of us fighting, you know, helping fight for it. You know, and it's a big runner's party. So, I mean, it's such a big, you know, awesome race for so many reasons. And seeing a lot of familiar faces is a big one. And a lot of my, Orlando Galloway group, went up for this race. So that was great. We got to see each other and, you know, that sort of stuff. So, after we hung out for a bit and did the obligatory, portalet stop, went to the starting corrals with Donna. The last few years, they've done like a kind of like a staggered start. And basically, there's not really any real specific waves. It's more of a, they section it out to just give some space on the course. So we were, I think, in the fifth or whatever, last one anyway. It was either the last one or second to last one. I'm not really sure. But you just kind of like get in there and get going. And every single group gets the same send off with the confetti gun and all the cheering and all the fun. So there's really nothing you miss. It's, you know, there's no reason not to, you know, to be concerned about whatever section you're in for the wave of portion. And on the course, I actually stayed with the 3 hour pace group because there's Galloway pacers at this race specifically, because it is a Jeff Galloway Donna Deegan race. So it's always been Galloway friendly from the start. And one of my cohorts from Orlando Galloway and a former group leader, and I'm a group leader, so she's a fellow group leader, she was one of the pacers for the 3 hour group. So I basically stuck with them, and it was a great time. I mean, we had so much fun, and the miles just seemed to fly by. I mean, I'll be honest, I mean, not only with the fun people I was with, I got to meet some other folks, and before I knew it, you know, we were hitting down the miles, and it was 10K, and then, you know, we only had 5K to go. You know, when you're able to just enjoy a race and not really think about, you know, oh, I have this many miles to go. I mean, there's nothing like it. So, and like I said, the support is just phenomenal on this course. And I will say, if you've never done the full there and you're thinking about doing a full marathon, the other side of the course, which is actually, more partying goes on there, believe it or not. If the half wasn't already amazing enough, the other side of the full, the other 13.1, is even more of a party, if you can imagine. So I do miss that portion, that part, when I don't do the full. But this year, actually, this is the second year they took off the beach. So this was my first year off the beach, because I did not run it in 2016, rather. So I was a little bit, threw me off a little bit as far as the course itself was concerned, because I used to be so familiar, you know, I was getting so familiar with the course itself. But I really did enjoy the change, and you know, you don't have to deal with the tide, you know, they're able to keep the same weekend, you know, there's just so much greatness to taking it off the beach, even though it's a little bittersweet in that way. So, But, you know, and you know, so as far as that's concerned, I do miss the beach. But, you know, I think it's really awesome the course that they were able to, reroute it that way. And then once you get to the very end, a couple miles, is the bridge. Now, I will admit, it's not exactly very fun. So, but there's many spectators in the cheer squad that does get you, up that bridge. And once you're up there, they are some of the most loudest, most amazing people. And, you know, if you're grimacing and you're feeling it, let me tell you, they will make you smile. So, and there's some of the most, you know, craziest people that are dressed up in costumes. You know, obviously there's pink everywhere, you know, and most encouraging signs. So it may be the most difficult portion of the course, but it could be really the most fun because you got some of the best, you know, fans and spectators out there. And then before you know it, you know, that finish line is right there. So, when I crossed it, I was just excited. I was so glad to be done. And it was another amazing experience, out at, in Jacksonville Beach at the, 26.2 with Donna. And as Kevin and, you know, everyone else has recommended through the years, we cannot recommend more of this race. And, while you have Disney down here, I mean, I think that everyone really does need to run the Donna, you know, at least once. And, I think if you run it once, I think you'll just get so attached, you'll come back and run it again. So that's my, race report that was, rather long. I apologize for that, Mr. Kevin. And I will be calling back actually because I'm running, A1A Fort Lauderdale, half marathon this weekend. I'm a little crazy because I have, as it stands right now, I've got three more halves on the schedule. I'm going to try to dump the fourth half, only because of, there's a little too much going on, you know, for me, you know. I actually added the one in between the Fort Lauderdale and the fourth one there, which is Swamp House. So I've got the A1A, and then I will be pacing the, Princess Half Marathon in Walt Disney World. So yeah, there you go. This is, Shannon from Girls Got Soul. And I hope to see you guys on the flip side on the roads. Thanks.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave in Southeastern Mass. And it's been a week since my last submission, and I thought I'd do a weather update post-blizzard just to let people know. So in southern New England, where I live, very near the coast, we only got 6 inches of snow, but it was heavy, wet snow, which caused a six-hour power outage in my house and in my neighborhood. So it was a pretty wintry day, but it was followed by heavy rain. And so the snow was really pretty miserable, hard to manage. Very good core exercise, getting that off the driveway. But also put a crimp in my training last week, and in more ways than one. One of which was I didn't run Tuesday, the day of the snowstorm, because I was busy shoveling and trying to manage no electricity around the house. And then it also shifted my schedule because I took a day off and went skiing with the family on Friday, which was an absolute blast. We went to a place called Mount Wachusett in central Massachusetts. Conditions were great. It was a Friday during my kids' spring break, but public schools were in session, so there was almost no one on the mountain. There's barely any line in any lift, or any line for any of the lifts. It was great. Good day to go skiing. But again, that is not a run day. So my week of training has been modified by the snow, but you know what? You got to make hay when the sun shines, and if they're going to throw a foot of snow or 2 feet of snow at Mount Wachusett, it's better to go skiing. So things are melting a little bit here. It was a nice Saturday long run, did 18 miles. I am well on track, and I am confident in my ability to finish Boston in 4 weeks. And that's the goal. Finish healthy, finish upright, have fun, and enjoy it. So from southeastern Massachusetts, out for a nice cool down dog walk with my canine, this is Just Plain Dave signing off.
Kevin and all you extra milers, this is Suzanne in Lexington, Kentucky, and
Bob, Running Bob in Lexington.
And we're at the start of the perfect 10K, in case you can't hear. I'm walking, but he's going to run after about a quarter, half a mile with me, and then he's going to take off and see what he can do.
Say something. Looking forward to it. It's going to be great. A little chilly out here today, though.
A little fresh, but that's it. Sun's coming out, and we'll see you later. See you at the end.
Bye.
episode 157 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Again, I say, how cool, huh? Some Extra Mile Podcast mini meetups, huh? So, Chris and Scott got together. Didn't run together, but they got to meet each other. Scott's a neat guy, isn't he, Chris? And Scott and I have had the chance to spend a decent amount of time together down in Atlanta. Chris, I feel like I know you. I feel like if you and I were to meet up, say, in Atlanta this year, hint, hint, I'd feel very comfortable in you buying me a beer. That's how much I feel like I know you already. And of course, Tim and Jim, the Bobbsey twins, they've gotten to be pretty darn close friends. I wonder if David and Chris Russell know each other. You two seem to be training for the same race on the same training course. Do you two know each other? I feel like I'm playing an Extra Mile matchmaker, huh? And of course, our buddy Stan, who was called out a couple episodes ago, he's back on the road again in Arizona. And actually, if truth be told, he's back from Arizona, and now he's down in Florida watching some spring training baseball, I know, and doing that Disney thing that he loves to do so much. I'm sure you will recall from the last episode that I called out fellow Extra Miler Anthony McCann, right? So Anthony replied almost immediately and started sending me submissions. But I have to admit, Anthony had a little bit of trouble following orders. But what would you expect from an Irishman, huh? And it got to be rather funny to me anyway. But anyway, Anthony finally got the right format, the old who, what, when, where, how stuff, and was able to send me this submission for this episode of Called Out by Kevin. Let's check it out.
Hello, Kevin, and all you Extra Milers. This, again, is Anthony McCann. It's probably about 2 days since the last submission I butchered. So I'm going to try again, and I want to give Kevin the option of using whichever one he likes best, because I have had so much afterthought after every one that I second-guess everything. But this one is important because I finally got around to finishing the latest Extra Mile podcast while I was running. So I understand now why everything was about. And it's not for a lack of trying or ignoring. I am so busy these days, and I catch them when I can when I run, and there's so many podcasts, and unfortunately, unlike Scott, I can't listen to my stuff at work. My phone has to be off at all times, of course, for safety. But I did get it today, and I'm so sorry. I apologize 100 times for not doing it the right way. I should have approached it better. So here is another submission about me. My name is Anthony. I live in York, Pennsylvania. Not far from Mr. Daly. Not far from Mr. Haspel. Wagner. Hailstone, forgive me if I forgot any. Yes, you are correct. I was born in Belfast, Ireland. Me moved here in 1986. I was about 8 years old, so there you have to do some math, which is cool. It's actually the same date as my son's birthday, who is going to be quite the young man these days. But we moved here when things were pretty bad in Northern Ireland. I can remember that much, and we've lived here since. We do go back and visit. My mom and dad have a very, very thick accent still, and great people. Yes, Penn State fan. Go Penn State. Not a Steelers fan, not an Eagles fan. Blech. No, sir. I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I don't understand why I am, but I am. And an Orioles fan. Unlike that Cubs fan that we know. So, I did sign up for the Richmond Marathon, my first. I'm freaking out. I've probably repeated that about 7 or 12 times. But Mr. Darling's going and Mr. Daly's going, and I'm very, very excited to put the work in and to run this with some good people. And what else can I tell you? Well, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you know I'm not afraid of a cold beer, because I used to brew beer, but just time and effort, don't have much of either. And been a railroader for about 20 years now. I'm starting to feel the age part of it, but got into running in 2012. Wife and I were making a push to lose weight. She wanted to go to a wedding in Cancun and said, "You're going to the gym." So I, sure, I'll go to the gym just to shut her up. But I went, pack and a half a day smoker, add about 50 pounds of this body, and that's what I was. It was pretty bad. So it was a blessing in disguise for sure, and I'm very thankful to her every day for getting me to do that. And it took off. Started out walking, sucking down air like it was my last breath, and now I enjoy running just to run, and the races are a benefit, and one of the benefits just in the last year or two is the people that I've gotten to meet, either through social media or, you know, people at races itself. Friends through work have done races with me. We've done obstacle races, you know, Tough Mudder, Spartan. They're fun, but I don't have the time to train for those all the time, but I do enjoy them. That's where I started, actually. So, I have a race in April, just a 5K, here in Pottsville, the Yuengling Lager Jogger 5K. You get beer, you get to run, everybody's happy. Going to try for the Burden Half. It's a lot going on that time of year for me and my family, but I'd love to go. It's close to home, and be a good warm-up before Richmond. And that's it for now. So, Kevin, take this submission, please, and I hope you enjoy it. And thank you so much for calling me out. I can't thank you enough. I thoroughly enjoyed that episode, and I'm really, really sorry it took me so long to get around to it. Everyone, enjoy your extra mile, and take care of this great weather we're having. Don't let it pass you by. All right, guys. This is Anthony, York County. See ya.
So very cool. Thank you very much for that update, Anthony. And I think that it is so cool you're going to be running the Richmond Marathon, your very first one with Chris and JD. I'm wondering if you three are planning on running together or just going to be doing your own thing. Sounds like all three of you have some fodder for some extra mile updates coming up, huh? And I do have to chuckle when I think about Anthony sending me a few submissions trying to get it down right. And, well, here, listen, let me show you an example. This was the first submission that Anthony sent me.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
President Carter, suffering from heat exhaustion, fell into the arms of...
And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd just run across Greenbow County. And I figured since I run this far, maybe I'd just run across the great state of Alabama. And that's what I did. I ran clear across Alabama. For no particular reason, I just kept on going. I ran clear of the ocean. And when I got there, I figured since I've gone this far, I might as well turn around, just keep on going. When I got to another ocean, I figured since I've gone this far, I might as well just turn back, keep right on going. When I got tired, I slept. When I got hungry, I ate. When I had to go, you know, I went.
And so you just ran.
Yeah.
So good stuff, Anthony, but just not the right format. Anyway, let's talk about maybe calling somebody out for this episode, shall we? There's a fellow extra miler who's been listening for some time and been submitting by the name of Rebecca. And so she's kind of a long time extra miler, but her husband is kind of a newbie. And I don't know much about him, except he lives in Denver. He taunts me sometimes on my Fitbit account, and he's training for his very first half marathon. Oh, and besides that, he has never submitted. Interesting, huh? So, I say, Brian Axman, you have been called out by Kevin. So you ought to know the rules by now, Brian. Let's hear what's going on, buddy. Don't make me track you down, because I have this feeling that your wife's on my side. And I kind of saved my favorite for the end of the show. I received a submission, a first-time submission, a couple of weeks ago from an Extra Mile listener by the name of Becky. Turns out Becky has been one of those Extra Mile podcast lurkers for 10 years, which, by the way, happens to be as long as we've been doing this podcast. I want to say June or July of this year will be 10 years. So Becky's been around since the beginning. And thank goodness, finally sent us a submission. You know how I have a special place in my heart for the first-time submitters, right? So you're going to hear Becky's first ever in 10 years. Pretty cool, but that's not the coolest part about this whole thing. Not long after I received Becky's submission, I received another submission from a guy by the name of Tom. Coincidentally, or maybe not so coincidentally, Tom happens to be Becky's father. It turns out the two of them... You know what? Never mind. I couldn't do these submissions justice. Let's just listen to what the two of them have to say and take it from there.
Hi, Extra Milers. This is Becky calling in from Madison, Wisconsin. This is my first time calling in, and I wanted to introduce myself to you as a first-time caller. I have been listening to The Extra Mile for the last 10 or so years, but unfortunately, I have never called in. And so as I was listening to episode 155, I was inspired by some of the other Extra Milers who said that one of their commitments in 2017 was going to be to commit to being more engaged with the running community. And I thought about that, and I thought that's a really great goal and a very achievable goal for 2017 for me, especially given the fact that this has been a community that has meant a lot to me over the last 10 years, and yet I have not participated in any meaningful way. And so I decided as well that I would make a commitment to be more engaged in the running community this year. And so I thought I would start out my first submission by introducing you to myself a little bit. I've been running for the last 13 years, and my running career began in a classroom in high school when I was in Spanish class with my friend Sarah, and she turned to me and said, "Hey, Becky, do you want to run this local race with me?" And I thought about it for a minute. I mean, we were both athletes. We were both young. And I thought, yeah, sure, why not? And then she turns to me and says, "Well, you know it's 5 miles. Do you think we can run 5 miles?" And I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, I think we can. And that was it. That was the beginning of our running career. It's the beginning of my running career, I should say. And that was 13 years ago, and since that time, I've run 5 different marathons, and I've run a handful of halves along with other races along the way, and through it all, running has been a very meaningful and important part of my life, and I would say that I've as I said, I've been listening to The Extra Mile for the last 10 years, and so one of the conversations that really stuck with me the most was this idea of building relationships while running. And that's something that has definitely been true for me over the last 10 to 15 years, as I feel that I have developed some of the relationships I have developed in a way that they would not have otherwise developed apart from running. And I would say that the number one example of that is my relationship with my dad. And, you know, very quickly after I began running, he was also transitioning into a phase of life where he was running. And so we sort of, you know, ran together from when I was 19 all the way until I was 25. And it was really a special time because although for many father-daughter relationships that I've heard, young adulthood can sometimes be a trying time. For us, because we had running, we continued to have this very special relationship that didn't necessarily get in the way of me trying to assert my independence, and I'm really grateful for that. And so, to me, running has always been more than just a way to be healthy. It's definitely that, but it's not just that. And I guess I would see that most clearly through the relationship with my dad. And so, yeah, that's all I really have for today. I am hoping that I will submit once a month in 2017 and just be a more active user in the community. And maybe for my next submission, I will share some of the races that I am hoping to do in 2017. Well, I guess that's all for now. So signing off until next time. It's Becky from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, my name is Tom. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I am new to the Extra Mile podcast site. My daughter, Becky, just recorded her first Extra Mile podcast and shared it with me, which inspired me to record and send in my first one, too. Why? Because Becky and I grew up in running together, and I consider this sort of a response or a supplement to the podcast from Becky. About 20 years ago, I tore my ACL and had ACL replacement surgery. As part of the rehab process, I started running. I kept that up by running 2 or 3 miles pretty regularly for several years. Running became a primary form of exercise for me. Along the way, my daughter Becky started running in local 5K and 5-mile events while in high school. In her senior year of high school, she and I decided to do a breast cancer 5K run together. That was my first competitive run. This began an interesting time for Becky and me as we did some other 5K and 5-mile competitive runs together and occasionally trained together. 18 months later, we decided to graduate to a 10K run in a local neighborhood Thanksgiving Day race, the Burby Derby. It seemed a little daunting to us at the time, but we were both up for the challenge. We ran it and did fine. Immediately upon concluding that run, we looked at each other and said, "You know, a half marathon is just a little bit more than double this distance. We can do that." So we signed up for a local half marathon the following May and trained together for it. That run didn't turn out to be the greatest experience, as the temperature was over 90 degrees Fahrenheit and we weren't very well prepared for that heat in our race. We ran together and actually walked more than we wanted to during that race, and we didn't come anywhere near the goals that we had set for time. We were pretty frustrated. I remember not even wanting to think about running for quite a few weeks after that. But we got over it, ran some more 5Ks, 10Ks, and half marathons over the next year. About a year later, while Becky was in Spain in school for a year, she emailed me and said, "Guess what? I just signed up for the Chicago Marathon this fall." I hadn't planned on running that, but I chose to join her, and I immediately signed up, and we both ran the 2007 Chicago Marathon as our first marathon. It was eerily similar to our first half marathon experience, way over 90 degrees and incredibly difficult. In fact, she finished, but I only made it 22 miles. We hung in there for many years and did many runs together. But the most important thing was that we'd begun to train together and build our relationship with each other during training runs, preparation for races. For a father of a daughter who was then in college and just graduated from college, that felt like a pretty special thing. There's a lot more to the relationship than I could ever cover in one podcast of reasonable length, But over the next several years, we ran two more marathons and many half marathons together, which was a very special experience for both of us, but especially for me, the father. We hooked other friends and relatives into our running. For example, my niece said I inspired her, something along the line of, if my old Uncle Tom can run a half marathon, I certainly can. She and I also did a lot of training together while Becky was out of town and school at different places. And this niece has also run quite a few marathons as well. But the key benefit to my many years of running, in addition to having an exercise that kept me fit, was the relationship developed over many long training runs over the years. These runs, usually early morning, provided a forum for conversation that Becky and I and others I ran with would likely never have had, and that helped us develop a relationship that we've both come to very much appreciate and enjoy. We also trained and raced together in some pretty cool locations, Toronto, Milwaukee Lakefront, and even Barcelona, Spain, at the same time as a marathon was going on. We actually ended up taking the subway back to our hotel that day. I'm not sure the other subway patrons really appreciated our pungent condition after our 7-mile training run. Anyway, I'm no longer able to do distance running due to a health condition, but the 15 years of running I did, beginning at about age 40, including Becky and some of my other children and their spouses and other friends and relatives, was an important and I'd actually say fantastic part of my life. In fact, there is one local race that I've run every year of its existence, the Burbee Derby I mentioned earlier. I basically now run 3.1 miles per year to do a 5K in that race annually to keep the streak alive of doing the race every year it's existed. I intend to keep that going as long as I can. I encourage you to enjoy the running and the relationships you develop while running as long as they last. And when you're done running, join me on the sideline, volunteering at races, cheering on friends and relatives, and appreciating the years of running you've had. Thanks.
See what I mean? Pretty special, huh? Try as I might, I truly cannot think of another sport, another hobby, even another interest that allows us to pass along such a passion to those we love. At least not while we're sharing it, huh? Not while we're actually engaged in that passion at the same time. Oh man. So listen, I came away with two thoughts, and I'm sure there's a lot of you that came away with different thoughts, but first of all, I came away with a thought that Tom and Becky are two very, very lucky runners, aren't they? And secondly, I thought, you know what? We're all lucky to be runners, and we should hope to and look to spread this passion exactly like Tom has. Good stuff, man. So anyway, I can't improve on those submissions, so I'll stop trying. That's all I have. I'd like to say a special thanks to everyone who submitted for this episode. I'd like to thank you for the download, the last hour and a half or so of your lives. And a special thanks also to a few of you who got over to iTunes this week and gave some pretty humbling reviews for the podcast. I was able to ship out a few squish bands for folks who took the time to do that. I really, really was not looking for a pat on the back, but you see, the way iTunes works is they have this goofy little algorithm that the more good reviews you get, the more times they suggest to other runners or other folks to listen to our podcast. So it turns out to be a pretty effective way to grow the community. And that's what I'm looking to do. So thanks much to those folks. And that's all I got. Y'all take care. Please keep the submissions coming. And until the next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.